Hi, my name's Gucci Piffy. I think I'm so cool.
Are you mocking me?
No, I would never do that. I would never mock you.
You are mocking me.
No, never, never. I like you, Ashley. I would never do that.
Oh my goodness. Mock?
I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm sorry.
That's like a thing? That's a real pester term? Mocking?
Well, it is kind of mocking, but yes, it is a pester. How did you know it was a pester thing, too?
Because I saw the list.
Oh,
we showed them earlier.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Mocking.
Yeah. All right.
What is mocking in pester? I got to know.
Well, other than make fun of you, that's kind of more fun than just actually doing pester mocking. I guess we can stay on track a little
okay.
bit. All right. So anyway, yep. Mocking is our next module that we're going to focus on. And mocking is all about essentially overriding what a command does in pester. So that kind of doesn't make a lot of sense at first when you think about, like, why would I want to overwrite something? And it probably, if I say that, like, that makes no sense at all. But what we're going to do is, first to start off the module, is we're going to start with the basics, which I'll show you what that means of overriding a function is. And then we're going to go into scopes a little bit later, and then mock assertions later on in the module. So really, what is mocking? Other than a fun activity to make fun of Ashley here, mocking in pester essentially overwrites. And I put overwrites in quotes because it's you'll see what I mean in a minute. But the whole purpose of mocking is it allows control over the execution of your code. So, for example, whenever you have a piece of code that maybe would call get child item, which then would that output would then maybe call add content or any of these other different commands or functions that you have. In order to write good tests, you need to control how the scripts run. Normally, when you write a script, you just run it all the way through and it works. With unit testing, you need to control that script. You need to slow it down and figure out which functions are outputting what kind of objects or maybe what count of objects, what functions are getting the inputs, and just really controlling that that whole execution and controlling that whole code execution experience, I guess, if you will. And then finally, it is always used in unit testing. You know, when you talk about unit testing, unit testing only tests code itself. It doesn't test, you know, how it hits the environment, how it does anything like that. We're just testing how the code executes. Now, there's a couple instances where you can use mocking for integration and acceptance tests that we talked about, but for the most part, mocking will all be about unit testing. So I know that you're probably like, I still don't have no idea what you're talking about with mocking. Hopefully, when we go into the demos here, it'll make a little bit more sense.
Yeah, I'm hoping so.
Really?
You mocking me. All right, here we go.
So let's start off with this demo here. Let me clear my screen. All right, so first off, we're going to talk about just bare basics of mocking. And I'm going to demonstrate that by starting off with a very simple test.
Wait a minute. Start cluster test? Anything related to a cluster can't be simple.
I know. Just pay attention. I only have write host and write.
Okay.
Output.
All right.
So just pay attention. It says start file test.
All right.
Well, let's just say you have start cluster test, and it does a bunch of tests things like make sure the object is there, make sure the cluster is fine, just does various tests and things. So I'm going to start off with just doing this one function. So right now you notice that it has a parameter name of cluster name, so we can pass the cluster name to it. But right now it's just sending out write host, doing the thing, and then write output, I did the thing against cluster name is. Very, very simple. So to write a test for this, I may start out with doing a describe block and an it block and running the start cluster test with the cluster name of server one, saving the result. And then I have one unit test here called it returns a string with the cluster name inside. So I'm expecting it to be I did the thing against server one. So we go ahead and run this. All right, here we go. All right, very simple. It write host did doing the thing here. You see this in the output, and then returns a string and cluster name.
Great.
Really simple stuff. We've done this a million times already. So now let's start out with mocking. This is a demonstration of what how mocking modifies the code execution itself. Hmm. So inside of the describe block here, this is exactly the same. So this is exactly the same, and I have the describe block. No changes whatsoever to the code and how I'm doing it. But however, you see here now, I have a line called mock. Mm-hmm. And mock is a way that you can, as I said, override a function or override a command. So what this does is this says, okay, I noticed that you have write output here. I noticed that I have a write output command reference inside of the function that I'm testing. So I have write output here. And if I would just let write output actually execute, it would say I did the thing against cluster name. So mm-hmm. if I actually let it run, it would do that. However, when I mock it, I can change that output. I can run code instead of write output actually executing write output. Mm-hmm. I can run code to replicate or to change the behavior of write output.
There's a word for that, isn't there? Some kind of a function that acts like another function, right?
Mocking?
Yeah. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so we're redefining what happens.
Correct. Yeah, you're redefining. I mean, in a nutshell, it's not technically the same, but if you have write output, you know, if you have, and you define a function, if there's already a commandlet called write mm-hmm. output, and you write a function called write output, it sort of overwrites it,
right.
And it only executes your mm-hmm. function instead of the commandlet. It's kind of similar to that.
All right.
So now when I have this mock in here, I can say mock the command name write output. So do something mm-hmm. When write output is invoked.
All right.
And now I have a mock with parameter when a script block here, and I'm saying output the string, no, you did not. So mm-hmm. if I ran it, it would say I did the thing against cluster name. But since I defined this mock in the describe block here, mm-hmm. it's when I run the script, where I run that function, it's actually going to say no, you did not, instead of what I expected it to.
So it ignores all the parameters on that command.
Correct. It ignores the parameters to some extent. Let's say that, you know, I have this cluster test exactly the same. Here we go. And I will run this. And you see, now it failed. I did the thing against it would be cluster name here, mm-hmm. but was no, you did not. I didn't change okay. anything. Nothing about the test or the code mm-hmm. at all. All I did was inject a mock in here. And all that did was replace what write output would originally have done with, you know, something else. I could have put, I could have done some code in here to change some things and add content, get set item. I could do change things in test drive, whatever mm-hmm. I need. I don't necessarily just need a string, but that's a really quick demonstration of basically what mock does. And we'll go over a lot more. Mocking is crucial to unit testing. So you'll see in the upcoming modules that whenever we discuss, go through the application phase, you see we're going to do a lot of mocking. So if you're not familiar, if this concept really doesn't get to you very much, I highly suggest start to kind of see what happens. But this is the basics of mocking.
And so I'm faking out a command.
Correct.
So in this case, if we're doing like code against a cluster, I need to test that without interfering with a production cluster in some way.
Correct. That is the basic premise of mocking, to run tests on code without actually running the code. Because a cluster would be, if you want to do it against a production cluster, you don't actually run tests against a production cluster,
right.
But you want to test your code. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks, Adam, for this basics of mocking. Coming up, we're going to get into more of this. We've got a lot coming up here on mocking. We're going to talk about how to look at scopes and some mock assertions. So stay tuned.